Hi, folks. Here to talk about 401ks and why I think they are a really silly public policy. So, the 401ks, for those that are unfamiliar, are a retirement vehicle that is associated with your employer that allow you to put aside some money either before tax or after tax and have that money grow and compound and invest until you start withdrawing it in retirement. In addition to 401ks, there are IRAs, which aren't associated with an employer, but just allow you to save a smaller amount in a similar kind of regime. So I think 401ks are a really silly public policy because they have a lot of complexity, and we don't seem to be getting much in return for that complexity. In addition, they are really, really biased toward benefiting people that probably don't need the benefits in retirement. For instance, 401ks, if taken advantage of and you have the right job, you can put aside up to or sorry, more than 50,000 every year in money that will grow without taxes being applied to it. And if our goal is to encourage people that are of modest means to put aside more for retirement, being able to save $50,000 or more a year in a way that has tax-free growth, I don't see that being in any way correlated with that public policy objective. That's basically just a giveaway to folks that we're going to be fine anyway in retirement. The other factor here that really makes this hard for folks of modest means is that certain jobs don't offer 401ks. And for instance, I've got a job right now that is a contract position and doesn't offer a 401k, even though I'm a W-2 employee. So basically, I just can't take advantage of this benefit at all for this current job. And it's just completely dependent on the particular employer whether I have this benefit available, even though this tax subsidy in theory should apply to everyone. So I think it's important to take a step back and think about what we're really trying to do with 401ks and IRAs. It seems like what we're trying to do is encourage folks to save more for retirement. And okay, so that sounds good on its face, but I'd like to unpack that a little bit. So why are we trying to encourage folks to save more for retirement as a society? We're trying to push people toward that. So if you are a hardcore libertarian, you can say, oh, well, it's let people save what they want for retirement, and it really shouldn't be anybody's business. But I think that's probably not a sustainable position to take because at a certain point, folks will be too disabled to be economically productive. And therefore, they will need some kind of income support to survive. And so the question is, if we do not mandate some kind of savings or otherwise just provide that support, then you're in a situation where folks are basically indigent in retirement. This is old age poverty, which Social Security was designed to solve and largely did. I think there's a similar argument to be made in healthcare, where you have folks that say, oh, let's privatize healthcare, but completely. And then you're in the same kind of situation where, well, are you going to be willing to let folks die on the street because they can't afford emergency room treatment? Like, there's some level of baseline that we need to provide. But I think where things are getting muddled in 401ks and IRAs is we've acknowledged this concept of needing to make sure that folks have put aside enough money to save and provide for their needs in retirement with this other kind of behavioral objective of trying to nudge folks to save more money. And trying to encourage folks to save more money for retirement is kind of getting out of the let's provide a basic social safety net position and into this sort of value statement on how much folks should defer income into retirement. And I would argue that that's an area where we as a society don't really need to weigh in, right? Like we can let folks save what they want for retirement as long as and choose whether they want to consume now or consume later, as long as they as long as we have put aside enough of a safety net to make sure that their basic needs are met in retirement. So I would argue here that a better policy, rather than trying to keep on enforcing 401ks and providing automatic enrollment for 401ks and automatic contribution increases to make sure that people start saving a little more over time, that we just increase Social Security benefits to provide for what we apparently think needs to be a larger minimum baseline, and then get out of this business of tax deferred savings. I mean, if folks want to save more for retirement, they can. But I don't see why we need to introduce all the complexity of having tax deferred and regular taxable savings and then after tax savings and needing to have custodians for the different accounts. It's basically just a giveaway to folks that that have the means to save a lot of money and B, have both the time and the aptitude and the desire to get in there and read all of this documentation to hack the right way to do this. Now, look, I'm a beneficiary of this. Like I love getting there and getting in there and trying to figure out the best way to save this money, and I'm going to do it while these benefits are available. But I don't think that it's the right choice for a society for us to be introducing this complexity with no clear benefit.